house in 11. One man decides that the time has come to bring an unstoppable force to the world, the crappiest podcast ever created. He brings together a group of nerds including the happiest little hobbit in all of Middle-earth, Megan Beck, the ultimate fanboy Jason Remington, and the soon-to-be vampire Kyle Moffat. The man is known as film fanatic John Franz, and this is Four Geeks and a Pizza.
Welcome to Four Geeks and a Pizza. I'm John Franz, the... What am I?
The movie fanatic.
I thought he was something douche.
He was also pretentious prick.
Yeah, pretentious prick.
Okay.
Slash film fanatic. Slash the broadcast kid.
Oh, Christ.
Plus we're with... Well, I'm with Jason Remington.
Yes, that's me.
The ultimate fanboy.
Yes, that's me.
Kyle Moffat, the soon-to-be vampire.
Yeah.
And Megan Beck, the happiest little hobbit in all of Middle-earth.
Does Kyle even like vampires anymore?
I do.
Do you still like love vampires? You know what I was talking about yesterday?
Vampires.
I was talking about showing up to Zombie Walk, dressed up as a vampire, and being like, I'm taking this back for the vampires, bitches.
Or it could just be like the new True Blood, where they're all pretty much vampires.
Yeah, vampires.
Sorry, we didn't mean to steal your thunder, John, but we were just...
That's okay.
We were just rambling. I just thought about that. I was like, does Kyle even like vampires anymore?
I'm looking up the schedule for the show
the
that you
created. The schedule for the show that I created. I created it this week, but I forgot it at work, but I created it, because John was dropping the ball, folks, unfortunately. He's been very busy in broadcasting school.
I have a question for you guys. For True Blood, when it comes back, is it only like 7 episodes?
I think it is. It's 10, isn't it? Yeah.
It's
a shortened
10,
season,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that we should do weekly.
Because
this whole thing started with True Blood, we should try.
Started with True Blood?
Yeah, well, we talked about True Blood like all the time.
We were going strong, man. We're not.
I think that we should...
I blame you, Megan, that we're not going strong anymore.
Come on,
that's
Tammy,
what John
back me
said.
Up here.
I don't even know if Tammy likes True Blood anymore. I think she still watches it, yeah. I think she still watches it. She will still watch it. We're all going to watch it to see how it ends.
Exactly.
I'm actually excited about the zombie vampires hybrid thing. I like that idea.
We'll see.
I do. I'm excited.
I think they're just capitalizing on the
zombie. I think they are, too.
Not popular anymore, though.
Yes,
yeah,
they are. The Walking Dead's the most popular show on television.
Yeah.
It is. The Walking Dead is
popular.
Yeah, but
other than that, there's not a whole ton of zombies.
World War Z, otherwise World War Z
year.
And the rest of the world. Yeah, but that's when the zombie idea came out, was last year. And then they got to wait a year.
Yeah.
They're not ahead of the trend.
No.
I mean, even the vampire thing, they came in at the same time when vampires were cool. Vampires became cool again. Twilight, Vampire Diaries, all these stupid things came out around the same time.
All these stupid things that you watch.
I watch them, but they're all stupid, came out around the same time. And they were all riding the coattails of this little show called Buffy the fucking Vampire Slayer, which was the best depiction of vampires that television has ever had.
Totally agree.
Word. You've been served.
Exactly.
So, and who created it? Joss Whedon.
Joss freaking Whedon.
And Joss Whedon is God.
Yes, he is.
Wow. I know a lot of churchgoers are going to be pretty on it.
The people that listen to our podcast believe that Joss Whedon is God, too.
I would say God. Joss Whedon is a God.
He is a God, yes.
A God.
He's one of the gods.
Yeah. He and Zeus have lunch.
They do.
Yeah.
I wonder what Zeus would have for launch.
He'd launch a lightning bolt up somebody's ass, I don't know.
What are we talking about?
For lunch, he'd launch.
The thing I liked about those gods back then is they used to go around with sex.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about those
gods.
They're like superheroes and stuff. They're like superheroes.
Like,
and they had sex.
Human.
Yeah. Yeah, they had sex with every. They had sex with an animal, and that animal created minotaurs or whatever.
Yeah.
Minotaurs were born or whatever.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
Those are like great.
Well, I'm glad we're having this conversation.
Those are great. They were
great.
They're great stories.
Jason here is named after one of the
great. I am. Me and the Argonauts.
Yeah.
You know, the football team in Toronto. No.
Jason and the Argonauts.
Yeah. We went after the Golden Fleece.
Yeah.
My name's really Greek. But I don't like the Greek style.
Well, we were supposed to start this episode with what are you indulging in? And now we're talking about Greek gods and whatever.
Yeah, so, John, what are you indulging in?
What am I indulging
in? Do me laugh.
Oh,
well,
be you.
Oh, hi.
What?
In the butt.
Okay, I'm indulging in a lot.
Oh, that's why we start with you.
I'm rewatching.
I'm here.
I want Gilmore Girls back, by the way.
I'm rewatching Boy Meets World.
Jesus Christ. Why? Because,
awesome,
because Girl Meets World is coming on the air?
Well, I might not watch Girl Meets World.
I'll probably watch an episode of it. Just for the...
I just want to see how Topanga looks now.
She's
Topanga
still hot,
looks.
Still. She's still so hot.
She had nice boobs back then, I think, didn't
she's
she?
She's just gorgeous.
Is she okay?
Still is.
Sweet. And then...
Fred Savage or Kevin Savage? Which one
Ben
is
Savage.
Ben Savage? Not so much. But then again,
no,
Ben Savage was never cute.
No.
He was a cute little kid.
Yeah.
I'm also watching Ally McBeal.
Again? I thought
you
were
I've never watched it before. So Megan lent it to me, and I've been watching that. And it's pretty funny. I like John Cage. He's pretty funny.
Didn't Robert Downey Jr., wasn't he on it
in
a point in time?
I don't know. He could have been. Ally had a lot of lovers.
And then rewatching 6 Feet Under.
Fuck, I hate that show.
You're watching 6 Feet Under again?
Yeah.
It was like 2 years ago the last time I watched
Megan,
it.
Still, though, there's like all these new shows.
Megan, what should he be watching instead?
Borrow books for me or anything. You should be watching Veronica Mars.
Yeah, I got my lender rocky back,
too. Veronica Mars after Ally McBeal.
You know what, though? You could be watching Veronica Mars now instead of something you've already seen.
Yeah.
Like 6 Feet Under.
Fuck 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, 6 Feet Under. You should be watching Veronica Mars.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You know what? Watch the first 2 seasons of 6 Feet Under, and that's all you need to watch, and then watch the finale.
I like them all.
No, you don't.
I like them all.
No.
But then, I'm also rewatching The Simpsons from the beginning.
Jesus Christ. Do you know what I'm talking? There's other shows.
Simpsons was awesome, though, and I wanted to rewatch it. I've wanted to rewatch it for a long time.
I have friends, all of them, and I won't rewatch it, probably. There's
and then,
so many new shows that I've got to get into.
I'm rewatching 24. I got season 7 and 8 for my birthday, so I'm going to be watching those basically for the first time.
That's good. So that's acceptable, then. And there's a new 24 on the air right now.
Yeah,
I
haven't watched any of it yet. But, and I'm, sorry, I'm rewatching True Blood. To prepare for season 7.
I was just like, how
did he have
time? You just coughed while you were talking for your podcast, and that is on par with me coughing into the order taker box.
At the drive-thru.
Yeah. I just like to point that
out.
And so now, whenever you bring that up, I have something to say back to you.
Cool.
Good.
That's not as funny as that, though.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Why did you cough into the...
I had a cold. And
hello, can I take your order? Yes. And now it's in recorded history.
Yeah. Nice, Megan.
Jerk.
Nice. Who was?
There we go.
Was it at your work?
No. It was like I was going through the drive-thru.
But was it? No, you don't have a drive-thru at your work, do you?
No, they do it. Yeah.
Oh, you were just going through a drive-thru. It wasn't your work.
Yeah,
oh, I thought it was. Then
now, if I may continue.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You may not.
I'm reading a lot too. I'm reading...
What?
Yeah.
You know how to read?
I do know how to
read. Wow.
I'm reading Captain America. I'm reading...
What?
Iron Man. I'm reading Hulk.
Captain America what?
The original Captain America's. Yeah. The Essentials. And I'm reading Spider-Man and X-Men. I'm reading V for Vendetta. I'm reading a couple Batman ones. And I'm reading The Giver. Which is awesome. There's going to be a movie.
There's a movie coming out.
And I'm reading... I've just finished The Andromeda Strain. I'm reading Path of Apollo 5 still.
Oh, my God.
I'm almost
done. The next
one's
going to be out probably in August, you know?
It is. It's August 26th.
Oh, my God, you fucker.
I'll be done by then. Don't
like,
worry.
Seriously, I'm not reading
I will be done.
I'm not getting the book, and I'm not reading it until you're fucking done.
Did you...
And then,
oh, did you not read... Oh.
I'm reading
no,
The Shining,
it, and, I, like,
and I'm reading Lord of the Rings, Two Towers. Again. So.
What the... How the fuck do you have all this time?
I rotate them.
He does everything very slowly, which is why he's still reading the Fall of Five, and it's been a year. And
why don't you do one at a time?
We like, we're both into this book series, and I get the book and I read it, and then it's a year later, and he's still not done.
And he can't talk about it.
I can't even remember what happened in the book now.
We need an intervention.
You read too quick.
You read too slow.
All right, you. Shut up and go.
Well, it's Megan's turn.
Okay.
Why me?
Because we're going
to... Megan, just go.
We're going to you, and then to me, and then to Kyle.
I am halfway into my summer reread of the Harry Potter series. Every summer, the rest of my life. I love it just as much as I always did.
And you know what's funny about Harry Potter? I only watch the movies, right? But then I read on things on Facebook, like somebody on Facebook was commenting about Harry Potter and all these people that are dying. I'm like, fuck, that person died? And that person, I didn't remember anything from the movie. Did one of the Weasley brothers die?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember one lost an ear.
Yeah, and then the other one died.
Oh, shit, really? The twins?
Yeah.
Well, son of a bitch, I thought they both survived and went and worked somewhere. No?
And that's the thing about the movie, as opposed to the book, though. They don't, like, when freaking one of the twins dies in the book, and I can't remember now if it was Fred or George, but
yeah.
It fucking breaks your heart. Like,
wow. Who else fucking died? I know Lupin died, right?
Lupin and Tom, his wife.
Oh, his wife is pregnant, too.
After they just had the baby, they both died.
Who fucking took care of the baby?
Her mother. The grandfather, like Tonks' mother.
Yeah.
I mean, mother was fine, but her mother was actually the, Draco Malfoy's aunt.
Oh.
But she was disowned by the family, but anyway.
Because she's not evil?
Yeah, but her father, he was killed, too.
Fuck,
Dumbledore died.
Well, I know Dumbledore died. He died in the sixth book, though. That doesn't count.
Snape died.
He died. Oh, he died in the last book. Yeah, I know that.
The Creevies, Colin and Dennis Creevy died. They're not like big in the movies, but they are. Like in the movies, he was the kid who got petrified through the camera.
Oh.
The two were secrets. They died. Like there's a lot of people died, and Harry Potter fans get their heart broken.
Who the hell did?
In the book.
Who died? One of the bad guys died.
Lots of the bad guys died.
Did any of the Malfoys die?
Malfoy didn't die.
His family didn't die. Did what's her name die?
Bellatrix.
She got who beat her? Who beat her again?
Oh, I love.
Oh yeah.
I love that part.
Don't touch my daughter, you bitch!
love that part.
Did she say that in the movie too? Did she say that in the movie? I don't remember.
She did say in the movie.
Yeah, you couldn't have done that scene without her saying that. It wouldn't have.
And it was awesome too. I'm like, dude, I'm waiting for her to die the entire series.
I know.
Because she killed Sirius Black, and
she killed everyone.
She was just like a cold-hearted, evil,
crazy bitch,
snake of a person.
Wasn't she related to
Meryl Streep and Devil's Prada?
Like almost all of the pure-blooded wizards are related to each other in some way.
Yeah.
Like it's even basically in the end,
you find out
that Harry and Voldemort are related.
Really?
Like they have the same because like the whole story of the Deathly Hallows revolves around the Prevel brothers.
Okay.
Or Perel, I can't remember, but the three of them and Voldemort is a descendant of one of them, and Harry is a descendant of another.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So,
fuck Voldemort.
You gotta read the books, man. Like,
hell no,
good.
I don't have time for that shit.
They're so good.
I don't have time.
Like, they're so good. You gotta read the books. Anyway, also, I am indulging in Orphan Black.
Oh, season one?
Season two.
Don't talk about it then. I'm not up to date yet, and then season two.
Yeah, I won't talk about it, but
is it not amazing?
Yeah, I love it.
I'm in love. It's funny because the girl plays all the characters.
Yeah.
Yet I don't really find the star one, the one with the British accent. Yeah. I don't really find her all that hot.
Yeah.
But Soccer Mom is hot, and the girl with the dreads, the lesbian one, is super hot.
She's super,
and it's all the same girl.
Hot. Yeah, it's all the same girl. But I think that's just a testament to how. Well
she's an amazing actress, and she's Canadian. Canadian.
Yeah, it's filmed in Toronto.
You watch the show? It's amazing.
You should.
It is amazing. And it's sci-fi, it's about clones, and it's good. Do you watch Bitten yet, Megan?
No.
Really?
No.
We're playing footsies here, people. That's why we laugh.
I indulged in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. all year.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was awesome.
It's
John?
Fantastic. John's got to get on that one.
John, let me tell you what happens. They all die.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
They all die.
Good. Well, I want to watch it, but yeah.
Once I think that John's got to get on that, because... because it's going to be another thing where he's too fucking slow, and I know all about it, and I won't be able to talk to him about it anymore.
And it kind of sucks, eh?
Yeah, he does suck.
I know.
Yeah. You can talk to me about it right now.
I almost want to buy him a if I was rich, I would buy him a PVR so that he could tape it and watch it in his room.
He wants a PVR. He asked me to get him one.
Yeah.
From Rogers?
I'm like, I can't. It's too expensive.
Don't they sell them to Rogers?
They're expensive.
They are.
$500.
Wow.
I don't want to rent one because it's like, if I rent one, I might as well just buy one.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Can you rent to own?
Why rent a movie and you can just buy it?
Can you rent to own?
You can.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
The only other thing that I'm really indulging in right now is I watch a TED Talk every night before I go to bed.
Little movies.
Movies? Well, like, as they come out, I'm watching them, but we'll talk about that later, right? Movies?
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
What?
Pizza.
Okay, Kyle, go.
Yeah, Kyle, it's your go. Yeah.
What are we doing? What am I indulging in?
Yeah.
I'm reading a book. What was it called? The Lovely Bones.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that a movie too?
Yeah, I like the movie a lot, so I wanted to read the book. Everyone probably knows about it, but this little girl who, like, her neighbor murders her.
Oh, shit.
And it's about her on the other side, kind of watching her family kind of come to terms and watching her kill her.
Mark Wahlberg was her dad, wasn't he, in the movie?
No, that was... Wait. Was he?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't think so. Do you guys know?
Megan, was he?
Was Mark
Wahlberg was in it.
Was
yeah,
he her
dad?
Dad,
wasn't he?
Okay, he was.
Mark Wahlberg?
Okay, but I'm reading that. I'm watching Salem on TV right now.
Isn't that any good?
Can I talk about TV shows?
Yeah.
I'm watching Salem. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
John kind of got bored of it, I think.
I liked it, but I didn't know if it was enough to, like, keep me engaged.
It was... I like it. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as dark as American Horror Story, but it's definitely dark. We just finished Jim Henson's Creature Shot. John, me, and Megan would get together.
Yeah.
And we'd watch it every single week, except for one week we didn't miss it because school kind of got weird for a while there. But it's really good. It's done. Yeah, we did, but we waited till Megan for a long time. But it was really good. It was a really, really fun show. We finished Face Off, of course. I have been playing video games.
What video games have you been playing?
The most recent one that I've... John just punched Megan in the boob. Just so everyone knows that.
He just punched me in the boob.
Very lightly.
You're dead.
I just got Watch Dogs for my PlayStation 4.
And
I really like it. It's like Grand Theft Auto, except everything is connected by, like, a computer system, a central operating system, and you pretty much have the ability to hack everything in the game. So you can change traffic lights, you can...
Ooh.
Steal people's cars because you can, like, hack them and you can just get right in, no alarms go off, stop the train, make the train go when you're in it. It's pretty
nice.
Cool. I was playing Thief for the PlayStation 4. I was playing Infamous Second Son, which is freaking awesome.
Nice.
Get superpowers in that one. And then other than that, it's just been work. That's it.
No books?
Just Lovely Bones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, and Game of Thrones. I am... up to season 4 now. I'm just starting to watch season 4, and I watched it all in, like, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I got obsessed.
You saw the Purple Wedding?
I saw the Purple Wedding. So happy. We can't say anything, but I like the Purple Wedding.
The Purple Wedding?
Why can't we say anything?
I've heard the Red Wedding.
The Red Wedding is where they're at the twins.
No, the Purple Wedding is
Joffrey
and
wedding
Muriel or
the
Rose
House Tyrell. Is it House Tyrell?
I think so.
Yeah, it's Tyrell. That hot girl.
Yes,
oh,
the one who
hot.
Wants to be queen, and she's marrying Joffrey. Yeah,
she's
that episode with
that
their wedding. That was a good episode.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
How did you not watch the second, the ones after it?
I had to go to work.
Well,
so I couldn't watch.
Are you watching by yourself? You're not waiting for this.
I'm watching by myself.
You're not waiting for Dumbledore.
Yeah.
John,
you
got ahead of me.
You can't wait for John to do anything.
I know.
Forever.
Fucking guy, man.
Yeah, he's really bad, and he sleeps all the time. He watches TV shows, so he misses
useless,
everything.
I think.
He's not useless.
He is useless.
But that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
I'm going to
do nothing.
We did yours already.
No, we didn't.
Wow.
I
kicked it to her. Listen, everybody cares about me.
Go ahead.
Our one sole fan is related to me, so.
We have lots of fans.
She wants to hear. We have how many listeners, John?
I don't know.
46.
Do we have that many? Wow.
No.
Probably zero. So, what am I indulging in? I finished off Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like Megan. Awesome. Great season.
You're going to fucking kill someone.
Arrow. I finished off Arrow, which I got Megan's sister to watch Arrow, too, and she loves it now.
She does love Arrow.
And I'm trying to get John to watch Arrow. But
I watched
John.
Arrow.
Yeah?
I watched the first season.
He came out of the closet, the actor who played him.
No, he didn't.
He married a kid.
He did. Did you see how excited John got? John got so excited.
What, you really?
Looking?
Arrow is good, yeah. And I'm really excited for The Flash, actually.
I'm excited about The Flash, too. And, what the hell are these two foolishness doing? The next, what else am I indulging in? I'm about to read Blake Northcott's new book. I haven't started it yet, but I'm about to read it. I'm going to indulge in that soon. I'm excited. I finished off the Veronica Mars book since the last time we talked, which was awesome.
Yeah.
The book was amazing. The movie was amazing. Did we get to talk? We didn't talk about Veronica Mars' movie last time because it was out.
I don't think
Mars' movie was amazing. Megan, was it amazing?
It was amazing. I loved it. I loved the book.
It was amazing. What else did I... They're picking on poor John. What else am I indulging? I'm indulging in Game of Thrones. Right, I'm up to date. There's a huge thing that's happening in the episode tonight, so I'm actually going to watch
it tonight.
I'm not
that far forward, so don't tell me.
Oh, man.
Don't tell me.
Huge
I'm so excited.
Thing. It's good.
Behave yourself.
You behave yourself.
What else? What else am I indulging? I'm watching House of Cards right now, which is a Kevin Spacey's show. You know what's funny? Kevin Spacey.
Nothing.
Do you guys ever intend on watching it?
No.
House of Cards?
I've heard good things.
Well, one episode, Kevin Spacey's like this, he's a political guy, right? So it's very good because he, matter of factly, was talking with his buddy in school about how they dabbled with each other while they were in school, a guy, and I'm like, just talking about it so matter-of-factly that it wasn't a big deal, which I was like, wow, that's good. That's a good, you know, it's a good sign for the future. It's like Captain Jack Harkness, who sleeps with men, women, and anything.
Lamps.
Yes. What the hell are lamps?
They light up a room.
Oh, lamps. I'm just saying lamps. I'm like, what the hell is a lamp? Whatever, anything may... Was that? I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah. Ghost? Good.
To do his ghost.
He would.
He would probably
bang a ghost too. What else? I've seen a lot of movies. I saw Blended yesterday, which I enjoyed. I like
Adam
Sandler.
We'll talk about those in a minute.
Yeah. What else am I? No video games because I don't play video games. I haven't read any comics. I'm trying to reread my Captain America book, which is good. Very good. The movie Captain America was awesome. the first Captain America was an amazing movie, Megan.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that all later.
Holy jeez, we're not allowed to talk about anything. I'm being restricted now.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of karaoke. And Megan's biting John. Oh, this is getting real S&M over here. This is getting S&M, you slobber.
He had my fingers at a desk.
I'm doing a lot of work with the Toronto Browncoats, and our screening is on July 5th. Mm-hmm. People should all come out to it. What do you think, Megan?
If I come to that, though, like, I pretty much have to book off every weekend in July.
That's okay.
What are Browns doing?
Okay. Tell her what Brett's
really?
Doing.
That's working, not working.
After all this time, you still don't know.
A brown coat?
Wait, I'm
going to
guess. Doctor Who?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
What time is the screening?
Firefly. 1 o'clock.
Oh, so I would have to book up the whole day to go.
I don't see
it. Like a fucking mosquito. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's at 1 o'clock on July 5th at, I think, the Royal Movie Theater, yeah. That's what it is. That's all that I can think of right now. A lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get through Vampire Diaries Season 5.
Gross.
Yeah. Hey, it's vampires. I thought you liked that.
I don't like Vampire Diaries. It's like a soap opera with vampires.
It is. I thought you'd like Ian Somerhalder.
Just because he's good looking doesn't mean I like the show. He is good looking though.
Next topic.
Okay, we're moving on. I'm being cut off. I got the hook.
Get out of here, Jason. Stop talking.
I got the hook.
No, the next topic is summer movies. And which one are you looking the most?
It's summer movies. Summer movies have you seen?
Some movies we're looking forward to.
Well, it could be.
It can be both. We'll do a combination.
Kind of like
that's our
halfway.
Intro song.
That was
pretty
much like our last podcast. That was the entire topic.
Looking
well,
forward to, yeah. But
okay.
But this is
like
the rest
like,
of the summer.
Let's
like, no.
Jason go first.
Yeah, do I get to go first?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you. So, Megan, the first movie that I want to talk about, it wasn't April, but it kind of was the first summer movie, was Captain America: The Winter Soldier, which I think was the best movie I've seen this year. It was amazing. It transcended the comic book genre. It raised the game big time.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man, which was okay. I liked it. I liked scenes. I liked aspects of it, but it was okay. And then X-Men: Days of Future Past, which was awesome. I liked it too. I don't think it was as good as Winter Soldier because there were some aspects of it, but overall I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Age of Apocalypse, or just Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? I saw Blended yesterday. It was good. I enjoyed Blended. It was cute.
I saw
Godzilla and I thought it was shit.
Oh,
I hated Godzilla.
Shut your dirty mouth.
I hated it. It was shit, man.
Godzilla
so
has a lot of people.
Goddamn overrated. I expected it to be awesome, and I didn't like it at all. God,
I loved it.
I was so angry.
Did you like it better than the 1998 one?
Did you like it better than Cloverfield?
No. No, I like Cloverfield.
I like it better.
I like Cloverfield a lot.
Yeah.
No.
I liked it. It's my first big monster.
I expected
it was fun,
but I expected Cloverfield to be what Cloverfield was. I expected Godzilla to be destroying shit and being awesome, and he fucking got...
They sure destroyed a lot of shit at the end.
Yeah, but he was fucking on the screen for 8 minutes or something like that.
I liked
it was
that.
Horrible.
I liked that it wasn't
I
just
wanted
like...
To see him beating, I
look at his thunder thighs.
We might as well just call it Motu. We might as well have called the movie Motu, because Motu was on the screen more
Muto.
Than... Muto. Was it Muto? No, I thought it was
Massive, massive unidentified terrestrial organism.
Okay, so it's Muto. We should have saw... Menudo should have been on the screen more...
but...
It should have gone
Menudo. I liked it. I thought it was good.
Also, it didn't have Godzuki, so I was sad.
Oh, okay.
Do you know Godzuki? Godzuki is a little... It was a little cartoon in the 80s from Hanna-Barbera, or the 70s, and it was Godzilla and Godzuki. Godzuki is his little sidekick.
Cool. But, no, I thought the movie was fairly decent.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a good summer blockbuster, but I was like, other than that...
I expected a lot. I think that's what it was. I expected a lot from it, and it wasn't as good as I had hoped it would be.
Yeah, well, I've never actually seen any of the Godzilla movies. So when the freaking Muto comes out of a thing, and it's like, okay, I thought Godzilla was a lizard. That doesn't look right. It looks like a praying mantis. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? for the first... however long it was before we discovered Godzilla, between then and then, I was like,
yeah, I didn't get it either. I'm like, this doesn't look like Godzilla to me. And I'm like, shit, man, they changed stuff.
I knew it wasn't Godzilla. I watched some of the teasers online.
There was other monsters in the trailer, too. The Muto's
I didn't.
Trailer.
I only saw the one trailer. I only saw the one. I didn't see Godzilla fighting anything in the trailer. I only saw the one trailer. Yeah, I didn't watch it. I only saw a couple. I was also pissed because the person that was the best character in the movie didn't last that long. He was a fucking...
Hey, spoiler alert.
Well, spoiler
it's
alert.
It's been out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, plus it wasn't, it's not, I'm not saying what, I just saying that, I'm not saying who I think the best person was, I'm just saying the best person in the movie wasn't in the movie for very, was long enough for me.
Yeah.
And that bothered me a lot because, honestly, Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch didn't hold my attention. I don't give a fuck about that.
Are we not talking about Godzilla anymore?
Yeah, we are, but the two people that are in it are going to play Quicksilver in The Scarlet Witch.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen.
Are we talking about Godzilla or X-Men?
We're talking about Godzilla right now, yeah.
Catch this.
Okay, let me tell you. in Avengers Age of Ultron, which is going to be the next year, the guy that played the star of Godzilla and his wife are going to be brother and sister.
The guy from Breaking Bad?
No, the guy that was
Kick-Ass.
A star.
Oh,
Kick-Ass.
He's going to be Quicksilver.
Okay. And the girl is going to be Scarlet Witch.
His wife.
His wife is going to play his sister, Scarlet Witch, yeah.
That's Mary-Kate Ashley's sister.
Yeah, her the sister.
She was awful.
You didn't like her? I didn't.
She didn't do much.
I wanted her character to just die.
She was cute, but that was...
She almost died.
She was cute, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't feel like she didn't, what the hell is she supposed to do? Like, it's amazing that he was able to do as much as he did. Like...
Yeah.
What the hell is she supposed to do? Really?
Stop being a little whiny bitch.
She was being a whiny bitch. She was waiting for her freaking husband.
And trying to protect the kid and all
yeah.
that foolishness.
You're a whiny bitch.
Yeah. Well, he is. We all know that. What else? What else? What other movies?
You're a vapid whore.
Well, this may be true.
You're a skank asshole.
Well, that is definitely true.
Yeah.
But
she stole mine. Yeah. That was my insult.
But but okay, so
I say the
X-Men.
Other one, but certain people get worried. Get
offended.
Just say, Megan, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
See you next Tuesday, ass bitch.
All right, moving on.
Okay. So then, so Days of Future Past, yes, I enjoyed Days of Future Past. I like it a lot. I know John had some issues with certain aspects of it.
My favorite.
And Megan
issues
with it.
That
was a great scene.
Thing I liked most about the entire movie.
John's favorite thing was Wolverine's ass, but secondly...
No, I mean... I think that they did a great job with it.
Yeah.
I wasn't let down at all.
Was it the best X-Men film to date?
I would put it on the level with X2.
I think so too.
I think it was different than they changed a few things that I wasn't expecting. So when I was watching it, I was like, I don't know. Then I thought about it afterward, and I'm like, those changes actually make sense. So,
yeah. Are you saying compared to the comics?
But no, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And the. I thought the Sentinels looked really cool.
They did.
And I was happy that, with such a big cast, that it didn't seem like anyone was really, shoehorned in there.
Oh, no.
I just heard the word horned.
Storm didn't do a whole hell of a lot, but she was still
she had
like
her
a leader. She was a tactical leader out there.
I was disappointed with the lack of kicking Sentinels' asses.
There were a lot of fights, though. There was a lot, because the whole beginning of the movie was them fighting Sentinels,
yeah,
and then...
Yeah, but they were getting their asses kicked.
Well, they can't beat those ones. They're unbeatable, those Sentinels.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
But they went back into the past, and then they... I don't know.
The ones in the past, they could kind of kick their ass somewhat.
They
like
didn't,
Beast,
though. They got their asses
Beast whooped
destroyed.
Its ass, man. Beast just went, okay, it's over, you're shut down.
No.
There wasn't enough... I'll agree, that's my one complaint, is, they didn't... grasp them enough. There wasn't enough of Wolverine jumping on top.
But the problem is Wolverine had his bone claw, so he couldn't really fight it.
Yeah, I know. And
but
you
know
what?
Amazing?
They're still open to use them again.
Yeah.
Because they were used multiple times throughout the comic.
You know what was an awesome scene?
What?
When they took it almost right out of the comics, but reversed it, where Magneto put the metal into Wolverine. In the comics, he's ripping the metal. It's an epic scene where it's like an iconic scene. He rips the metal out of him, all the adamantium. He rips it out of him, and he puts the metal into him, and it's almost the same.
He twists it in.
Yeah.
I like that part a lot.
Yeah.
I also really love the scene where Beast was going at Magneto in the fountain.
Yeah,
I thought that was
awesome.
Fantastic. And then Kelsey Grammer shows up at the end.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Spoiler alert.
Who's Kelsey Grammer?
Old Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Frasier.
He's the perfect Beast.
I liked what's his name.
Who's Frasier?
TV show that he was in.
Come on now. Frasier.
Oh, I know who he is now.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Sideshow Bob.
Don't like that show.
All right, Megan, go for it. Your turn.
Yeah.
Stop being such a...
The movies I'm looking forward to.
The one I'm looking forward to
just do this movie by movie rather than person by person.
We should, yeah. Let's do
that. How
about we do that?
We're going to change the
format
in the middle of the podcast.
Let's do it. We're adaptable. we throw an audible into it. We can do it.
Come on.
Do it.
Oh.
Then throw it.
Yeah, then do it, man.
All right, well, is everyone done talking about the movies that Jason talked about? Anybody else have anything else to say?
I like Mystique a lot.
Yeah. Well,
I like her a lot, and I was happy when she
I like that they didn't change that she was the assassin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty, I think, important.
I just liked how she was in it more than the last first class.
Yeah.
And used her powers a lot more and did, cool
stuff.
Well,
she was in it more as Mystique in the blue, yes.
Which is what I like.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting now to, watch what happens with Quicksilver in the Avengers.
Age of Ultron, yeah.
Yeah,
I think they have a lot of work to cut out.
Yeah,
for
because
now.
That was, he was awesome.
He was, and I didn't expect, I didn't expect him to be awesome. But
yeah.
Remember, he was a kid in that one.
Yeah.
He's more of an, he should be more of an adult.
I think, I don't think Avengers is going to
be hard.
Do it quite as well.
John here explains,
do it
like, why didn't he go to the thing with them? Why isn't he a...
Oh, no, I was just trying to grasp my, I didn't really
because he was a kid.
Because he couldn't, if he had been there, it had been over, like, he solve the problem like that. Like,
he was a kid too.
Like, they needed to have some kind of struggle, otherwise how was it a story? But like, I don't know.
He was hard enough for them to control.
Yeah.
There, it was like, you know, he was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like that they removed the one scene that would have been good for me. They removed a scene where she told the little sister, because everybody thinks the little sister is Scarlet Witch, which she isn't. Allegedly, he has another sister who's upstairs, and the mother told, in a deleted scene, the mother tells the daughter, go hang out with your older sister upstairs. And I wish they would have kept that scene in just for the fans, but they took it out because they're not Marvel Studios. They're,
it might have not flowed
properly. That would have been fine. I mean, for 1 minute, they could have threw that in for us fans so that we didn't think that the little girl in his friggin' lap was
Scarlet
Witch.
Because that doesn't make sense in the timeline. Because
they're twins.
Because her father.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that they did make reference to the fact
I like
that
too.
Like that
that was good.
Yeah.
And the mother was like all, she's all shocked because that's him.
Yeah.
He was the guy then. Yeah. So what other movies, Megan? What other ones did you see that I talked about? Captain America?
I saw Godzilla and Captain America and Spider-Man.
And?
Seen all of them.
And Veronica Mars.
And Veronica Mars. I think you covered all of those.
Neighbors.
Pretty well.
Neighbors was awesome.
Neighbors
yeah.
was pretty
but,
good.
Neighbors
yeah.
was funny.
So that's the next movie I'll bring up. Neighbors. What did everyone think? I always saw Neighbors. Keep
down.
Neighbors was fun.
Keep it down.
They can't see you doing that.
I know. But it amuses me.
It was fun. It was
and Kyle.
Megan's having neck spasms.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we just wondered if you could keep it down.
Yeah. It was funny. It was very funny.
She surprised me in it. I went in being like...
Rose Byrne was my favorite part.
I went in being like, she wasn't that funny in Bridesmaid. She wasn't that
funny
in Next City.
She was funny as Helen.
Helen.
She wasn't that funny in, what's it called, in X-Men.
Pitch Perfect.
First Class. She wasn't Pitch
like,
Perfect.
No.
They're
just throwing
her name.
I know.
She's not intended to be funny in First Class, so.
I'm sure she wasn't intended to be funny in
the
City.
She took away her
theater.
Accent.
No.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah. Fucking stop.
Okay, what else? What other movies, Megan? While you're texting.
Jeez. We're all committed to this.
Yeah. Come on, Megan.
All right. Next, we'll talk about The Other Woman.
That was so good.
I didn't see it. Was it good?
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was
Leslie
so funny.
Mann made that movie.
She was hilarious.
Never mind Cameron, what's her face?
Diaz.
Or, my girl, Kate Upton. How did Kate Upton? How did Kate Upton look, Megan?
Who's she?
The third one.
Oh, she didn't really do much. She was kind of like, really?
She just walked around looking boobalicious. She looked just walked around looking boobalicious.
She's supposed to be that kind of girl, though.
But no, like
Megan,
Leslie
was she boobalicious? Kate Upton.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
I've been hearing her name everywhere, and I'm like, who the hell is Kate Upton?
She's gorgeous.
She's good. Leslie Mann was the best part of that movie.
Yeah,
she
was
so funny.
I do want to see it, but I think it's out of theater, so I don't think I'll get to see
she was
it
a
now.
Funny lady.
She was a funny lady. She is a funny lady.
Megan, what other movies next?
Which ones have we seen that we haven't talked about yet?
Blended.
Well, you can talk about Blended, yeah.
I like Blended. It had a bit of heart. It was cheesy, and it had a lot of characters that came back from all Adam Sandler's other movies.
Well,
so
he
cool.
always does that.
But it wasn't the actors. It was actually the characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the characters that came back. So it was cool. Like, there were characters, and you're like, what?
Was it the Rob Schneider? Like,
No, he did. Rob Schneider wasn't in the movie at all, and that kind of...
Really?
Yeah,
I thought they were friends.
I thought so. They hadn't been in his last two movies. I don't know if something happened. He wasn't in Grown Ups 2, and he wasn't in this, so I don't know. But, they had an interesting group of people, and it was funny. And him and Drew Barrymore are always good together. Drew Barrymore was Drew. She was so cute. It was cute. It had heart. It's funny, because he's growing up, so his movies are adding children and stuff, and There's still some of that sick Adam Sandler humor that's... I find it funny.
Yeah. Anything else? Any other movie?
That I've seen?
We saw Maleficent.
I'm going to see it on... I'm going to see it on Thursday.
It's good.
Don't spoil it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
They...
Good. Did you see it in 3D?
Yeah.
All the special effects good?
Yeah.
Yeah, good special effects. It's a lot of CG, but it's good.
Do you think it 3D enhanced it?
I don't think 3D really enhanced
it. I don't even notice 3D anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't notice it. Like, it doesn't feel 3D.
I don't feel
like... Totally.
I don't feel like the like 3D takes away anything, but I don't think it really enhances anything.
I saw X-Men in both 3D and 2D, and it didn't... Yeah, once again, it didn't do... Same thing with The Winter Soldier. I think I saw it in... No, I might have saw it in 3D. I saw it three times, but I think I saw all of them in 3D. Maybe. But... Yeah, it was good though, man. I don't like paying 3D prices, but if it enhanced the movie, like Avatar, it enhances.
But you don't have to pay 3D prices.
No, but I want
to
go opening night and get
movie.
No, because I want to get reserved seating. I'm a snob now.
I want reserved
seating. Yeah.
I will pay for it. Yeah.
So will I, because I want reserved seating.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
The sound and the screen song.
What other movies are coming up that we're going to be looking forward to, Megan?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Well,
what'd you say?
Okay, let's next for me in July. Is it what? Really? What come? Okay, I'm looking forward to Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Why are you putting me in charge of this? I don't really.
Yeah.
Like, you should be in charge of this.
All right.
Like you pick the movies.
Yeah.
And
well,
talk about them. Like why are you
Planet of the Apes?
Like,
because you.
I don't fucking know any of these goddamn
throwing me off with your friggin' brushing my hair like you got a fucking crutch on me.
Yeah, Megan's playing with John's ear and stuff.
I'm
like, you know.
Why don't you lick it? No, don't lick it. Please.
I know. It's awesome. I'm driving you crazy.
Okay, next week.
Yeah, what's going on next week?
Next week, I believe there's The Purge.
I'm not seeing it.
I'm kind of interested.
What's happening?
The Fault in Our Stars.
I want to see that movie, actually. I don't want to see that. Megan?
I'm kind of still like, is it like, you know, a Walk to Remember from the girl's perspective?
Hey,
sort of, like,
that's fine with me.
I really like
I like
the
Walk to Remember. I don't think it'll have the good music of Walk to Remember. Like, although it has that awesome, does it have a good song in the trailer? Maybe not.
I'm kind of
I'll always remember.
Hey, you just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, that's
don't insult me anymore.
Don't
insult me anymore.
I had to go out, so I recorded it.
Do not insult me anymore in that movie.
I'm not insulting her,
but
she did better in Save.
But I don't want to watch that movie unless I feel like I want to cry.
You'll cry.
The Edge of Tomorrow is out next.
I want to see it a lot. It looks amazing. I want to see that.
After Oblivion, I'm just like, I don't really care.
I'm excited. Well, then don't come with me. I don't give a shit.
Kyle, we're going.
I'll
pick a date.
But
good, I want to go.
Let's go.
I don't know. It's sci-fi Groundhog Day.
That's fine with me.
I love sci-fi.
Do you see how many times he gets killed and how cool he gets killed? Something like he's dropping a toaster into a freaking bathtub. He's getting killed all these ways. It's amazing.
I don't really care.
Yeah. What do you mean after Oblivion? Oblivion was good.
I hated Oblivion.
It wasn't bad.
Oblivion was good up until the third act, and then it like just fell apart and got boring.
Until you realized it was clones?
No,
spoiler!
Jesus Christ,
it
came out last year.
There was one really long scene in the end where they're just like flying in to the
space.
Thing.
Yeah, that was cool.
But no, it was, they took forever.
I forgot about that.
The
big triangle.
They're trying to be like 2001 or something. Trying to be very arty. I don't know. But anyway, I enjoyed it.
You know what movie I'm excited for?
What?
Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy looks good.
Lucy looks awesome. It's Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah, where she's like...
Her brain starts to get along.
She becomes
like
an alien and stuff.
Potential.
Yeah, she looks awesome. Plus, she's very sexual.
I think it's awesome because she looks like she's getting all these fucking crazy psychic powers. I'm like,
yeah. I'm looking forward to 22 Jump Street.
Me too.
I don't think it looks
as good as the first one.
We all saw it together. Remember 21 Jump Street? We all saw it together.
Yeah, well, you should go see the second one together.
But you bastards won't.
But you have to come see a horror movie fest then.
No, fuck that. I'm not making that
The Purge. It's not
yeah, I have to see The Purge.
The Purge, too. She has to see The Purge.
Okay.
I don't think The Purge will be scary. I think The Purge will just be like, oh my god, they're killing people.
Yeah, I'm not making that deal because I know that you want to see the movie, and so I'm not going to have to work that hard to convince you.
There's no bargain.
It's like, when
about,
I want you guys to go see, like, something...
Come
like,
on and watch Insidious with us.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. With the lights off.
Transformers. I'm not super excited about it. I'll watch it possibly.
I wasn't excited about it until I saw that there was a Transformer dinosaur.
Yeah, Dinobot.
And he's riding it. He's freaking riding it. I'm like, what the f-?
Yeah, I
really have no hope for
that. I'm sort of sick of the Transformers. I'm Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming on. I'm not even really looking forward to that. And I love the Ninja Turtles.
I'm still
going
to see it.
I'm still going to see it, but I'm not like...
They have noses. Are we excited about this noses? What is our thoughts on the noses?
Yeah, turtles have noses. So I'm okay.
Our turtles don't have noses. Though. From our generation, they don't have noses. They were flat faced.
But turtles do have noses.
I know.
But,
and they weren't completely flat faced. They kind of had like a...
Yeah, like
it looks like a pubic mound on their face.
Kind of, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of does, yes.
I haven't trained you dragon
too. I haven't seen part one.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for that movie.
I haven't seen part one yet.
I really want to get to the drive-in this summer. I've never been.
Oh my god, why don't we? I love.
I would love to go to a 4 movie drive-in, like you know, like the where they have like a 4 bill.
Two of them, I'm done. I'm done. And during the second movie,
you
I'm like,
really?
Like,
I like those 4 bills just so that we can do.
And then we could drive home after that, and it's kind of like far.
Let it go.
We need to do it very soon.
I really want
seen
to. I've
seen
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I'm excited about that. I love the first one.
We take 2 cars.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is gonna be dope.
Let it
go. No, it'll be dumb.
I want to see it. I'm excited.
I
love
the
first
one.
The
first
one
didn't like blow me away. It was good.
The first one was awesome.
The first one
but
was awesome.
I was just like,
the effects are just like...
They're
monkeys.
Caesar's awesome.
Yeah,
right?
But they're very, very detailed.
They're
yeah.
monkeys. They're monkeys.
Caesar.
I can't wait.
I'm excited,
kidding.
Yeah.
They're monkeys.
Fuck you.
Yeah. So what else is there that's coming out?
That's it. I'm done.
No.
There's
a lot more movies.
No, I'm done with
summer blockbuster season.
Yeah. I'm excited to see Expendables 3 myself.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. I love the Expendables. That was my my action hero. There's other I just can't remember either. Megan, look up on your phone.
August we have the Ninja Turtles. We have Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, awesome. I'm super excited about that.
I can't even talk about
both
it.
Both trailers have been amazing.
Yeah.
Both trailers have been amazing.
The music in the movie alone,
yeah.
I'm excited for.
You know, when he, yeah, and he's just picking the great, great music for the trailers.
Yeah. No, it looks so good. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for Rocket.
I'm excited for Groot. Which
the plant
guy? Yeah.
Me too. Of course I'm excited for the plant guy. John saw the Cine Facts the other day. They're like, Groot has the ability to control plants. And John's like, he's going to be your favorite.
And
I'm like, yep.
And he can grow lost lands.
I'm excited for Star-Lord.
I'm excited for Star-Lord and Gamora. Ooh, Gamora.
I
like me some Green Girls.
Saw something. What was I watching?
And Drax. Let's give Drax love, too.
That is it's Community.
Yeah.
Isn't he from Community?
No.
Who, Groot?
He's from Parks and Recreation.
No.
That's it.
He's from Parks and Recreation.
And isn't he married to Anna Faris?
He's a chubby guy in Parks and Recreation.
What's
he's chubby. He got bald. He got ripped for
Guardians.
He's got abs from what I saw.
Yeah, he got ripped. And what's her name? What's her name? Even gorgeous. She's gorgeous blue. She's gorgeous green. She's just gorgeous. I love Zoe Saldana.
And Vin Diesel plays Groot.
The voice of Groot. He didn't do the
crash. Yeah,
he didn't do the motion capture.
Get into the role of the raccoon.
He didn't. He didn't. He didn't motion capture either. You know who motion captured that? James Gunn's brother did Rocket.
James Gunn. I'm
James Gunn's the director.
What a
guy. The director. Don't diss the director.
It's a name.
And he was asked to direct Ant-Man, but he turned it down because. Did you hear about that? What happened with Ant-Man?
Oh, I know.
Edgar Wright left. They had a parting of the ways, and then they were asking. They asked James Gunn, would you direct? And he goes, no, that would be, I wouldn't do it. Just like I wouldn't sleep with my friend's girlfriend after they broke up.
Yeah. And then they asked that Adam McKay guy. And he...
Did they?
I'll direct it.
He said no.
I'll direct
because
it.
He's got other projects on the go.
I thought they were going to ask
Luis
Esposito or whatever his name is, the guy that's been doing the...
You need to get somebody good, though. That's
Ben Affleck.
Great. Ben Affleck's Batman.
All the Marvel movies, for the most part, have been under, like...
They're all good.
They haven't been, like, huge, big-name directors. They've been people who
they've been, but
made
they've
their
been,
name
they've
through
been,
Marvel.
But they've
isn't
been,
Joss Whedon
the known director?
He did the Avengers?
He wasn't a movie. He only did one movie before that, which was
Captain
Serenity.
Kevin in
the Kevin Woods, he wrote. He didn't
direct
it.
He didn't direct Captain in the
Woods.
He co-wrote it, actually.
But,
I love Kevin in the Woods, though.
Yeah, it's good.
But, No, like, most of the Marvel ones, like, were not huge directors before.
No, there were, Jon Favreau did some movies. He did Elf. Elf was a big hit.
He did a lot of comedy.
What's his name? Did Shakespeare, mostly. The guy that did Thor. Kenneth Branagh. Joe Johnson did a lot of movies before Captain America.
The Rock
but
Johnson?
He didn't. Dwayne The Rock Johnson? No. Joe Johnson did a lot of movies. Who else directed a Marvel movie? Shane Black directed Iron Man. Yeah, they're mostly people that did like smaller films and then went on to become huge directors. The guy that did Thor 2 directed Game of Thrones. He was like a TV show director.
I like Thor 2 better than the first one.
He liked Loki. Too. That was amazing. The one scene when they were on the ship together, that's one of the best scenes.
Brotherly.
Yeah, that was amazing when they were on the ship and trying to drive it.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to start it up and they couldn't. Oh, it was hilarious, man.
I just like the Dark Elves. They're cool.
They were. Thor 2 was good. All three.
And
I like all three
like
movies from the,
to, like,
from Phase 3 so far. I think they were all, like, amazing. Even Iron Man 3, that people hated, I liked Iron Man 3.
I liked Iron Man 3 on the second watch.
Did you watch? You watched All Hail the King.
Yeah.
So now it's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the same time, like, I feel like they're just, like, backpedaling. But
well, that's fine with me. They realize they made a mistake and they're fixing it. That's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, when I watched Iron Man 3 the second time, it was a little less, like, oh my god, I can't believe it. Yeah. But, yeah. Should we move on to the next topic?
Let's move on to the next topic.
I don't even know. Show's returning. We kind of talked about that anyway.
A little bit.
Top 10 summer jams. Okay.
This is music, right? Because that's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
I need
to. You guys aren't going
to
know any of my songs,
I need
by the way.
I need to access my list.
Okay, I'm going to put this over here.
Just for all the listeners.
Megan, you fucking do that, I fucking kill you.
I'm trying to give him
I wish we had ice.
Angry.
He is
okay,
angry.
Should I start?
You start, John.
Okay. Mine is not in any particular order. But I put, okay, for my top 10 summer songs, I put In Summer from the Frozen soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
That was,
No.
In Summer.
Bees are buzzing,
frozen
delight buzzing, I'll be doing whatever snow does in
summer. Get out.
I'm so sorry.
I love that movie.
And then my second song was Beach Boys, Surfing USA.
Good song. Good call.
Everybody was surfing.
I just listed all my favorite songs for the summer, okay? I didn't do, like,
theme
songs.
No, not all of mine are like that.
Okay, good.
Like, three Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Nice.
Because it's so...
What's that one?
You know, Beverly...
I'm just kidding. I know.
You're going ascending, not descending?
Yeah, well, I didn't do...
In a particular order?
No particular order.
Am I the only one who just particular order?
Probably.
Probably.
Bob Marley, Buffalo Soldier.
Soldier.
Please. Katy Perry, California Girls.
I'm glad you didn't put Dark Horse.
Well, that's not...
Or Night
Horse.
What is it called?
Dark Horse.
Okay.
No,
I'm done. Let him keep going.
We're going to do an acapella Dark Horse here. Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. And Alice Cooper, School's Out.
Yeah,
it's
you,
like
you
the perfect.
Are you waiting for somebody to, like, sing that?
School.
You know, I met Alice Cooper last year.
What?
I met Alice Cooper last year.
Cool.
I don't care about him.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy, The Offspring.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh, man, I know
the song. Blitzkrieg Bop, The Remotants.
Boop, bop.
That's not it.
That's
Bop. And finally,
The Moffat guys.
Finally, Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf.
I almost put that one on my list. Yeah.
Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway.
You want to hear mine? No, I think I should my last.
Let's
nobody's going to know them.
No,
you do it.
No,
not Megan. John, done?
I'll go.
I'm done.
I put mine in order. So at number 10, I have Summer Lovin' from Greece.
Oh. Why? Why didn't I put it?
Is your tool.
At number 9, I have Holiday by Green Day.
Okay.
Cool. Not by Madonna.
Holiday! At number 8, I have Toes by the Zac Brown Band.
All right.
Got my toes in the water.
I only know the one about chicken fried.
I love that one, yeah. At number 7, I have Just Dance from Lady Gaga, which is a summer song.
Yeah.
It's a summer song to me. At number 6, I have Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon.
Lazing?
Very
Sunday
nice.
Afternoon?
Lazing.
Lazing on a Sunday
Afternoon. At number 5, I have Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. And the person who did it before. Is that who it is? I like both versions. And number 4, I have Sunny Days by Lighthouse.
The
Sunny Days. Sunny Days.
Sunny
Days.
Sunny Days. Ain't nothing better in the world, you know. Lying in the
sun with my rain. We're doing karaoke.
I can't sing it. I'm glad.
I feel so
we should put out a CD. 4 Geeks and a Pizza sing your favorite.
4 Geeks and a Pizza butcher your favorite. Except Jason over here.
Yeah.
Jason over here. And number 3, I have Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day.
Mm-hmm.
That is a summer song, if I ever heard one.
Well, rock and roll all night and party every day.
Number 2, I have All Summer Long by Kid Rock.
I know that one.
You don't know that one?
I would pick Sweet Home Alabama over that. So.
It's not It's not a straight up rip off of that. It's also got
I know, but
it's also an amazing song.
I actually really like that song, so it made my list. And too bad for you. I know you're my musical guru, but I have to have some of my own opinions. And number 1, School's Out. Cooper.
Very good.
That's the number 1 summer song for me.
Well, because like the start of summer.
Although I'm not schooling out this summer, but...
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Because you're a loser.
No, I'm not.
You go, I don't think I should
have...
No,
gonna know, that's fine.
No one cares.
You can sing like I did after...
I can't sing after. They're all like...
Okay, ready, guys? So, these are my songs in no particular order.
God damn you, people.
I have this because it's new and I love it. Monument by Robin. It's her new one. Robin and Roy Kasop.
Roy Kasop.
It's spelled like that. The next one is, I hope I got the title right. It's called It's Time by Imagine Dragons, but it's a Cat Crazy remix.
I heard of Imagine Dragons, like fucking kind of like normal music.
It's a Cat Crazy remix. The next one is Sinner Winner by Felix the House Cat. I think it's a remix of some sort. Like a
Felix
comic.
The House Cat?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Well, he's a house musician.
I use songs that define a lot of it.
Yeah.
The next one I like is called Like Boom by Nick Thayer, but it's a Nick Thayer remix of his own song, I guess.
Remix his own song?
Yeah, it's really good. He made it
pretty
like, awesome. Like electro house. The next one I have is Power Glove by Knife Party. They're really good.
I actually like that song, too.
You've heard it?
Yeah. Yeah,
I love that song. What's the Power Glove for Nintendo?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I just love that song.
I'm gonna fucking kill you, Megan.
And then, you guys may know this one. I think it was on the radio a few times. Maybe it's kind of old, but it reminds me of, like, a Dancing in the Summer. Life of the Party by Party Hero. I'm not going to sing it. Okay.
Do it.
Go for the other one.
The next one is With Me by Prida.
Prida.
Yeah. They have a lot of... They were popular for a little bit. The next one I love, he's a Canadian DJ. Overwork and his song Mind Over Matter. I love that song right now. Love it. And the next one I have, that's been out for a while, but I just... When I listen to it, I just like... It makes me think about swimming in a pool for some reason. Let It Go by Dragonette.
I thought it was going to be Frozen.
I knew everyone was going to think Frozen. No.
Let It Go. I don't know. I've never heard the song. I just know that part.
And then you've never heard Let It Go?
People do it at karaoke.
Where the fuck have you been?
I don't think I've ever heard the original. I don't listen to the radio and fucking...
It doesn't matter. It's everywhere.
What's her name? What did John Travolta say her name was?
Adele Dazeem.
I didn't see Adele Dazeem.
But the Dragonette version is really good. It's not that song. It's completely different. And the last one is called Encore, and I have no idea how to say the guy's name, so it's just MacJ. M-A-K-J.
That's what it is. Wow.
One word. And that's it. That's my list.
Oh, cool.
So if anybody's like, I wonder what kind of dance music Kyle likes to listen to, there you go.
They can go. You can go download it legally.
Go figure it out.
Yes, or YouTube it, see if you like it. Download it. Listen to it on YouTube.
My list is in a particular order, because
and
I did my list
too.
In,
why
I did
my list
in Megan's car today when we went to go see our cousin and family. Hi, cousin and family. Okay.
Hi, cousin
Hello.
And family.
Yeah. Number 10 for Jason is Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. In Margaritaville. You know that song, John?
Yes, I do.
Number 9, Summertime Blues by Alan Jackson, because there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Number 8, Summertime. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Okay.
Number 7, Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
I remember that. We used to dance
to
the trailer.
Number 6.
It sounds like a trailer.
Number
song.
6, All Summer Long by Kid Rock, which I don't even remember how it goes. I love the song. I don't remember how the words go at all.
It goes,
We were doing funny things.
Yeah.
Sitting down by the lake.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
My mom listens to it all the time.
All Summer Long. Yeah, that was
it's
it.
It's a great one. I love it.
Number 5, I don't remember even know the group that sings it, so somebody write it in and tell me. I forgot who it is. It's, in the summertime when the weather is high, you can catch right up, we can touch the sky when the weather is high. I don't remember the name of the group.
In the summertime.
See, everybody knows
it.
Okay.
I've heard that song. Everyone knows it.
Number 4. Is almost like Megan's, except for I like the Grease medley, like the whole big long one that they play at weddings. That's like all the songs from it, like mixed in. I like that.
Yeah.
That's the summer song. Number 3, Summer in the City. Oh, I don't remember who sings that. Love and Spoonfuls. I don't remember. Hot Town, Summer in the City.
Okay. Yeah.
Like my lips and fucking pretty.
I want to add a song to my list. The Summer of 69.
You can't do that in the middle, Jason.
You can't. That's fine. I allow it. Number 2, this has no summer in the title, but it just reminds me of Summer, Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
It just reminds, it's like a summer.
I was born to be wild.
No, that's Born to Run. That's a good song, too, though. And then number 1, which has nothing to do with a sappy song, but it came out in 1991 in the summer, and it's my favorite song of all time.
Wait, can I guess it?
Yes. Well, 1991.
Pitch Off the Tulip.
No. 1991.
By Tiny Tim's.
Everything
no.
I do it for you.
Brian Adams. Booyah!
Dewey does the music video for
Love
it on Family Guy.
It's a beautiful song.
I love that song.
It's beautiful.
Okay, so we went through our top 10 list. Like,
we did
really
quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
The only reason it was quick is because nobody knew mine, so nobody was able to sing my song. It was like,
What else, Megan? What's the rest of the agenda, Jonathan?
Well, I think the last thing we're going to do, you want
to
talk
about... Spaceship kind of reminds me of Summer, too, by Nicki Minaj.
Spaceship.
Starships.
Oh, that's it.
Starships were meant to fly.
Doesn't it remind you of, like, partying?
And the only Nicki Minaj song I like.
You know who else has some good party, like some good summer song. Songs too? Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like, she has some good summery kind of...
S&M?
Yeah,
S&M. I don't like her new song with David Guetta.
You know what I'm surprised?
Which one is that? I think you like.
I don't know. It's like techno-y.
I didn't put Time Warp on my list.
I know.
What's that?
I didn't put any meatloaf. That's a Halloween-y. Because, we do it at the cottage. Same thing as meatloaf, but I do meatloaf at karaoke all the time. So.
Cool.
Does meatloaf do Bad Out of Hell?
He does.
There we go.
Like a bad out of hell.
You'd like it. You should like
meatloaf.
I don't
know the title. I don't know the song.
You should listen to it. They made a techno version. No, they didn't. They should, though.
I'm all excited.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
You know, for some random reason, when you said that, you know what song instantly came to my head? I used to, oh my god, you hear me like almost choke taking a breath in there? I used to really, like, you know when that movie that with Vin Diesel came out, Triple X?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I
Ramstein?
Loved... What?
Hush.
Okay, I used to listen to Ramstein all the time. You guys may not believe me, but I loved them for the longest time.
Hush.
But in that movie, they have like this rave they go to.
Yeah.
And they had like the coolest techno rave song I've ever heard, and I listened to that like nonstop. No, it was my Ramstein. It's called like Technologic Park or something.
And then that's when the James Bond guy got killed in the beginning.
During the clubs, all the electricity.
And the James Bond
guy starts off, it's like, sound, sound.
And he was dressed like James Bond, and he got killed.
What's after?
That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I did.
What TV or book or movie character
or game
you or game
or music
or music?
It could be like Puff the Magic Dragon if you.
All right. It could be.
Yeah.
But what, which character would you be?
If I was a character?
Yeah, which character would you pick?
You'd be,
what is this out of?
Out of everything.
Out of,
this is tough.
You could be a
don't person, tell me.
A literary creature. You could be a literary creature in the form of a movie, video game. Like, you could be a video game character. You could be a video game character. You could be whoever. You could be a... Well, you have to explain why, though.
I know exactly who I'd be.
If you pick who it is, you got to explain why. Just don't say I'd be, you know.
I'd be Loki because she's a little shit.
And I love that.
I love it.
I love Loki.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'd be your best friend. Me? I would be Delson. Delson Rowe.
What's that from?
From Second Son, Infamous. Because he's a conduit. And a conduit basically means it's like this day and age. You have a special gene in your body that enables you to have, like, supernatural abilities. But his ability is he's like a human sponge. So
that's
he touches
a video game?
What? It's
that's
a video
game.
But his ability, he can touch other people who are conduits and have powers, and he can take their powers. But it doesn't kill them. He just gets their power. So it's pretty freaking sweet, because where he has like smoke powers and neon and stuff like that. It's awesome. That's who I'd be. And it's modern day, too.
Good. Who would John be?
I think I would be...
John would be Garfield.
Fucking Garfield. I hate Mondays.
I like
we had a zombie yesterday.
Snap. I do like, I do.
And he takes naps. Jonathan Garfield.
Okay. Battle.
I think I would match Garfield, but who would I want to be?
He wears, he wears those,
does he
those
wear,
things.
Does he wear
pinks?
does he wear orange and white?
I think.
Sometimes.
Right now, I would personally really want to be John Cage from
Mortal Kombat. Oh,
no, Johnny Cage. Johnny Cage.
I'm like fucking.
Right. Johnny Cage is a waste of space.
No, he's awesome.
He knows how to fight.
I love Johnny Cage
Johnny
in the movie.
Cage.
Man,
he's not my favorite.
But
is he good
no,
in the TV show?
John Cage is.
Is he on the TV show?
No, I don't think so.
Shit.
Or Magneto.
They're making a new movie. I think. They're making a new game.
I like how you picked a villain for one of yours too. I'm the only villain.
I think my Magneto is cool because he's all like badass, but he's also like intelligent and you know very.
Can I change my answer?
What?
I want to be Susan Bones from the Harry Potter series.
Who the fuck is that?
She gets bones.
She's a witch in the Harry Potter series, and she doesn't really do anything, but she doesn't die either. So
she's immortal.
I want to be her.
Why don't you want to be Hermione?
Misty Day is pretty American.
Well, like a lesbian, sexy lesbian version of Hermione that goes down on Ginny. That chooses Ginny over Ron.
You're doing it to me.
There's a lot of fan fiction like that.
Yeah,
Megan knows she wrote it.
I didn't write it, but I read it.
She edited it. I need to put this in here.
You
maybe.
Do need to edit things.
Jason, what character would you be? I have a feeling you're going to say Captain America.
No, I think that would be... I think I'd,
the Winter Soldier.
Fuck, you know. Wolverine.
Oh.
I like him. He lives forever. He doesn't die. Although Marvel's killing him, what the fuck. But they'll bring him back. But yeah, he's immortal.
Yeah, he's boring now.
He's immortal. No, I like him. He's banged a lot of chicks. He's... Cool, he's on every team. He's on the Avengers. He's on he's on the X-Men. He's
not on my team.
He's got his own thing. Well, no, he doesn't play for your team. His son does. His son's bisexual.
Is his son?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman has a son?
Not Hugh Jackman.
Or Wolverine.
Jesus Christ, I don't want to be Hugh Jackman. I want to be Wolverine.
Wolverine has a son?
Yeah, he's 8 million years old. He had a son with, 8 million years old. He's 100 and something. He had a son with the Japanese girl.
Oh, okay.
You'd be attracted to his son because he's got like a mohawk and like a tattoo down his arm. And
is that my type all of a sudden?
Well, I think you'd like that.
Anything more opposite than John?
No,
see,
but
you know
it would be opposite
like
than John. But
I think
Kyle likes those kind of like maybe not in like real life, but in like the what's it called? I think he'd be somebody that would appeal to.
He looks like a kick-ass killer.
Yeah.
Not killer, like a hero.
I forget. No, he's not a hero. He's a villain.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
I like
villain. Yeah, he's a villain. He's a bad boy. He's got daddy issues big time.
Any powers?
Yeah, same as Wolverine. Except for he's got blown claws, yeah. And he's got good sense of smell, and he can influence people too.
Okay,
like his pheromones can influence people. It's very cool.
Kind of like Poison Ivy a little bit there.
A little bit, yeah. So he's like Wolverine and Poison Ivy put together. You'd like that. And he's bisexual. Yeah.
Karma.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Megan.
So did you
pick one, John? I also wouldn't mind being Iron Man because I'd like to be rich. Or first thing.
No.
I wouldn't mind being. I wouldn't want to be. If I won all the money, I'd probably try to be Batman because Iron Man's genius. Batman didn't create it at a cost.
I don't like Iron Man.
How do you not like Iron Man?
I'm gonna put that out there.
No.
Don't take my sock off. You know, I don't like being in bare feet.
Ooh. I like Iron Man.
Good for you.
He's on my shirt.
Yeah. His name is Deacon.
Who?
Wolverine's son.
Deacon or Deacon?
Deacon.
Or Dickon.
John, quit dicking around.
At least the two of us laugh at that. I think at this point we're really more like siblings than best
friends. He's scary looking.
Yeah.
Alright, I think we should...
I'd tap it.
Oh yeah, I know
yeah.
You would.
He's got abs on him. He's got abs.
Thanks everybody. Before we go, we all have to say happy birthday to Tammy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tammy. Happy birthday.
Our favorite listener.
Favorite listener.
Happy birthday to you.